Hello and welcome to the Hawk and Dove Political Punditry Program. I am noted conservative ideologue Brick Hawk. With me, as always, is my liberal counterpart, Atticus Dove.
Two are better than one.
Our moderator, Myron Bunkerling, is not with us today as he is attending a Pez Collectors convention, whatever that may be. We are, however, delighted to have with us in studio as our guest, Mr. Terry McAuliffe, chairman of Hillary Clinton's unsuccessful bid to be the Democratic candidate in 2008. Welcome, Mr. McAuliffe.
It's great to be here, guys.
It's nice to have you, Terry. Nice to see you again. I haven't quite seen you in some time since you resigned from the chairmanship of the DNC. Let's start talking about the campaign. It's the words on everybody's lips, of course. Now that Barack Obama has clinched the nomination, everyone's talking about what role will Hillary play. It's got to be hard ending such a historic campaign. How does one end a campaign like this with grace?
There's only one way to end this campaign, and that is as President of the United States of America. After taking Puerto Rico and South Dakota, Obama is on the run, and Hillary is in the running to be President of the United States, and we just can't wait to get to Washington and start doing some good for the American people. www.hillary.com.
I can understand, of course, Mr. McAuliffe, that after dedicating so much time over the last year and a half to making this candidacy happen, how it would be difficult to let go of that reality. But we must admit, no candidate is perfect. And of course, Madam Clinton was as flawed as any other formidable foe. What would you say was Hillary's biggest flaw?
Her biggest flaw? I'd say it was being too likable. You see a woman as charismatic and intelligent and experienced as Hillary Clinton, you say, the presidency is too hard a job to give to someone that wonderful. But America is giving it to her anyway. Just look at South Dakota. They went for Hillary. Why? Because they've got a mountain called Mount Rushmore, and they want her face on it.
I can certainly agree with you about her charisma. I think she's a gorgeous woman that I've, you know, long admired in many ways. But I think what my colleague, Mr. Hawk, was going for was really, since the campaign has obviously not been successful, rather than maybe articulating a flaw, you could tell us where she went wrong.
Where did she go wrong?
Where she went off track.
Wrong.
Well, I think where she went wrong was by being right in every single move. Sometimes that alienates people. You say, that person's so successful and so correct at every single turn. Maybe I'm not going to vote for her, but I am. How could I not? She's Hillary Clinton. She is the future of the United States of America and the world. She is 44.
Beginning to think this is a futile exercise, but I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Mr. McAuliffe, I am living in a world where I turn on my TV and Barack Obama has won the delegates necessary to be the Democratic candidate for president.
If I had a TV, I would live in that same world.
Agreed. What would have helped Hillary to win the nomination, which she did not win? What would have helped her to win?
That is a great question, Brick. What helped her win the nomination was her tenacity, her ability to marshal the facts and show people exactly what she was telling. People trust her, and that is what propelled her to be the Democratic candidate for the presidency of the United States of America. God bless it.
But since Barack Obama has won the nomination, which Hillary lost because she didn't gain the delegates, which Obama did in order to become the nominee, how will she help Barack Obama now become president of the United States, which she has absolutely no chance of doing?
Well, since Hillary has become president, she's helped all sorts of Democratic causes, be it helping Barack Obama achieve another term as senator for Illinois, or starting work on the Hillary Clinton Presidential Library, which will be a building so large it can fill both New York and Arkansas.
Terry.
Brick.
I want you to look me in the eye and hear every syllable of what I am about to say. Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Did not.
Did. Not.
Become president this year.
Hillary Clinton did not become president this year.
Seriously, Terry, my man, give me some of whatever it is you're smoking because it is over, okay? We have reached the climax. Hillary is at the end of her rope, okay? The Deus Ex Barakina, the Omega. I mean, the train has left the station and she is not on it, okay? The lady in the pantsuit has not just sung. She's taken her bow, gone home to bleach her mustache and shave her pits. It's finito. Culminated. The completion. Fade to black. I mean, what kind of Kool-Aid is she giving you to drink?
Actually, I'm glad you asked that question. HillaryIs44.com and www.hillary.com, which you can go on and give money to right now, are holding a giant Kool-Aid reception on the steps of the White House to celebrate Hillary Clinton's ascendancy to both President of the United States and Secretary General of the United Nations.
I would urge the listeners who just heard that invitation to not attend this reception. I cannot guarantee that Kool-Aid will be safe to drink.
I would recommend all of my friendly dove heads who are listeners that may have supported Hillary Clinton at some point in time, just stay home. Don't go drink the Kool-Aid. Stay home, you know. Do whatever it else you do.
I'm glad you guys are coming. You're going to have a great time. I even brought a little preview for you. It's a little drink I call a hill to the chief. It's your average store-bought Kool-Aid, a little chloral hydrate, and odorless, tasteless cyanide.
Dude.
Terry.
Don't drink that.
Don't.
Hail to the chief,
no,
fellas.
Don't.
Good God, this man has euthanized himself.
Call 911. On second thought, don't.
I'll tell you who you should call. Call www.hillaryclinton.com. Still accepting donations. Your donations are necessary to bring Hillary Clinton, now current President of the United States, to the forefront of world society. First stop, Washington. Next stop, the UN. Next stop, Governor General of the entire United States of Earth.
Though I sometimes am not sure why, you have been listening to the Hawk and Dove Political Punditry program. Join us on the web every week at www.hawkanddove.com. That's HAWKEANDDOVE.com, where you can interact with other listeners in our fan forum or subscribe via iTunes. You can also call to ask us a listener question at 213-985-1946. Thank you.
With her brutal commands, her ion whips are ready to beat you as you mine delicious tungsten, delicious, delicious tungsten, which will fuel her quest to conquer the Milky Way and leave it in the hands of her galactic overlords.